Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 2. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, there was the tree of life. And that's what I want to talk about in the next few minutes. The tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit. I mentioned last week, I got reprimanded last week about going over to Archie's place and stealing a tangerine. Okay? I didn't steal anything. Okay? Archie, tell him I didn't steal anything. Okay. I'm welcome to it. Okay, I'll just leave that there. But that manner means 12 kinds, different kinds of fruit there. And I do not believe it's like we would have today, a grapefruit, an orange, a tangerine, all these other little things. I believe this kind of fruit is something we've never seen, never experienced. It's not been man-made. All these other fruits that we see, they've been grafted or they've been somehow put together. They're wonderful, wonderful fruit. But what's on this tree, it's going to be so delicious, okay? There won't be any bugs on it, you know? And I think in the citrus world, they had problems with what's called greening here a while back, greening, and they had to put it under some of that, the canopy, greenhouses and all, to try to do some fruit, make it better, keep the bugs and things of that nature off of it. Won't have that problem in new heaven, new earth. These tree of life, okay? It's going to bear 12 kinds or manners of fruit. And notice, I mentioned this last week, it yielded her fruit every month. Even though time, eternity's time out of mind, still there's going to be a cycle. The Bible talks about every month, okay? Which I mentioned this earlier, that even though there will not be a need for light in the city, because Jesus is the light. Jerusalem, Jerusalem. We'll hear that song after a while. It talks about he's the light of that city. However, the rest of the world, we're going to have the sun and the moon and the stars and other things, and there's going to be seasons. In other words, the moon will still rotate around the earth. The earth will still rotate around the sun, these other things that we're talking about. Even though God's going to purge, he's going to clean, it's going to be all things new. I want you to note that the Bible talks about in his month, there's still going to be seasons. Are you following? How that changes, I don't know. I just know what Bob says about in this month, in his time, it's going to bear this fruit. And then we left off there. And then the next phrase in verse number 2 is a very interesting phrase. It's kind of controversial to some people what this means. When it says, and the leaves of the tree, speaking of the tree of life, were for the healing of the nations. Now, it's interesting, the thought there, the word healing literally means it's therapeutic. In other words, it's for the health of that of the nations. With the word nations, is that ethnos, there are going to be different kinds of people here. God's a God of variety. We talked about this. Not all of us are going to look the same. Aren't you glad? Amen. I'm glad I'm not going to look like Doug or Danny, and Doug's not going to look like me. When we go to heaven, when we're in heaven, we're going to see each other and just have a perfect, we're going to be perfect. God's going to make us as it pleases him. But there's going to be a variety of people. There will also be a variety of nationalities. Every tongue, every kindred, we read about that in the millennium. Going to be saved and they're going to give, okay. That doesn't change. So he talks about for the healing of the nations, these people who live through the tribulation, who live through the millennial reign of Christ, who live into eternity, they will forever live in their physical bodies. How is that possible? I'm glad you asked. In Genesis, if you will, turn back with me real quick to Genesis chapter number 2, verse number 15. Genesis 2:15. And the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. The word dress means to work it. We're to be busy. Matter of fact, I'm going to get to that in just a little bit. We're not going to sit around in heaven twinkling our toes in the river of life, just not doing nothing. We're not going to be floating around on a cloud strumming a harp. You know, people have these ideas. No, we're going to be busy. In the Garden of Eden, God had Adam to dress it. That means to work, even though it wasn't by the sweat of his brow. That's another story. And to dress it. My word, my eyes are... And to, I'm glad when I get a glorified body, I don't have to problem my eyes. And to dress it. The word dress it literally means to protect it. And that's a whole other message there. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. And we know about verse 17, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day thou eatest of it, thou shalt surely die. So we see that God had told Adam, you can eat it. Just have at it. Every tree is available to you except that tree. That tree belongs to me. Don't mess with it, okay? Don't eat it. Leave it alone, okay? Well, we know the story. Adam sinned. Adam and Eve fell. And then look in Genesis chapter number 3, beginning in verse number 22. This is after Adam had sinned. God walked through the garden. Adam, where art thou? Adam basically said, we're hiding. We're naked. Adam, who told you you were naked? What have you done? And then Adam said, it was that woman you gave me. Remember? Isn't it easy to blame somebody else? And then he asked Eve, what have you done? He said, well, it was that serpent. Just passing it right down the road. Okay. In verse number 22. And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us to know good and evil. And now remember, I didn't write this. I'm just reading it. Lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Now that's what God said about the tree of life. If Adam was to eat of that tree of life, the Bible says, God said he would live forever. In other words, if Adam, and by the way, that's the reason I read in Genesis chapter 2, God told Adam he could eat of every tree. And I can just picture, again, this is just in my thought, in the midst of the Garden of Eden, there was the tree of life. He didn't put that tree in the back 40 somewhere, hid away, okay, tucked away somewhere, the tree of life. I believe it was right in the middle, in the midst of the garden where he could get to it, and right beside it would be the tree of knowledge of good and evil, where he would have a choice. There's a tree of life and the tree of death. That's how I picture it. And Adam had a choice. Do we eat of the tree of life, the tree of death? And of course, we know about the tree of knowledge of good and evil is the tree of death. So we see that because Adam ate of that, sin came into the world. And God had to literally drive out Adam and Eve, because if Adam would have ate of the tree of life, he would still be here 6,000 years later, and the Bible said he would live forever. I believe that. Okay. In Ezekiel, turn me to Ezekiel chapter 47. We see that tree once again. And by the way, that tree of life is not here on the earth. I believe God took it out whenever Noah and the flood came, and he took it, and whatever God did with it, I don't know. But there is no fountain of youth. If you find it, let me know about it, okay? So everybody's looking somehow to get younger, and all the makeup and all these, it's a billion-dollar business, all the makeup, and all you ladies. Notice I said ladies and not men. Men are just as bad, you know. And anyway, we're just growing old. I heard a song this morning about never grow old. You know that song? Never grow old. Where will never grow old? Well, because of the tree of life, there will people who will never die. God will put that tree of life back here during the millennial reign of Christ, that thousand-year reign. We see it in Ezekiel chapter number 47. That's how the people who enter into the tribulation and then enter into the millennium in their physical body, that's how they will never die.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us this Saturday evening at 6 p.m. for the Kingsmen live in concert at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. That's the Kingsmen in concert at 6 p.m. this Saturday, December 3rd, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.